我们再次欢迎并感谢我们亲爱的朋友们百忙当中拨忙来参加我们晚上的聚会。
And once again, we welcome all of you to come here through your busy lives and schedules.
愿神的平安喜乐与你同在。
May God's peace and joy be with all of you.
平安是大家所需要的。
Peace is something that everyone needs.
平安是这个世界上最宝贵的。
It is also the most precious thing in this world.
但也是最奢侈的消费。
But it is also wasted by most.
很多人想要得到平安。
There are many people who want to gain peace.
他们想尽办法花尽金钱呢，要来买平安。
They use all kinds of methods and spend all kinds of money just to purchase peace.
那到底什么是平安？
But what is peace?
要怎么得到平安？
And how do you receive it?
好，我们先来看一节经节。
Let's turn to our Bible verse.
我们请看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章七十八节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 78.
七十八节，因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。七十九节
，79，
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。八十节
，80，
我们到这里啊，这里跟我们讲说主耶稣他来到世上。
Here tells us that the Lord Jesus had come into this world.
他要把世上的人引到平安的路道路上去。
He wants to guide the men in this world into the path of light.
那些在黑暗当中，在死荫里头的人，得到指导指引。
So those who are in darkness in the shadow of death would have guidance.
走错路。让我们害怕。
If we take the wrong step, we would be afraid.
走错路让我们这个也不知道下一步要怎么办。
And it would also cause us to be confused of what the next step should be.
中国古代有一个故事。
And in China, there's an ancient Chinese story.
说到说有一个人要到某个地方去。
Talks about a person who was on his way to a place.
他应该要朝东方去但是他却往西方走。
He was supposed to go toward east, but he went west.
有人来告诉他说：“你走错方向。”
And a person came to him and said, "You are going the wrong direction."
但是他却回答对方说：“没有关系我的马跑得很快。”
But he answered the person, "It's okay. My horse runs really fast."
告诉他跑错方向的人也又对他说这个跟你马跑得快不快没有关系。
And this person who's giving him direction says, "This has nothing to do with how fast your horse runs."
反倒是你的马跑得越快，你错的越多你跑的离开你要去的地方越远。
And in fact, the faster your horse runs, the more you will tread on the wrong direction.
对方又回答告诉他走错方向的人说没有关系反正我钱带的很多。
But this man again replied and said, "It's okay. I brought lots of money with me."
我们想想看他能不能到达他的目的地。
If we think about it, is he able to reach his destination?
可能到不了。
Perhaps not.
因为方向错了。
Because he's going to the wrong direction.
走错路了。
And he's going on the wrong road.
圣经经常用路来形容人生。
The Bible often uses a road to describe our life.
也用路来形容人生的景况，人生的际遇如何。
And it also describes our situation in life and also what we encounter in life.
也就是说错误的选择会让人生陷入不好的结果里面。
In other words, if we choose the wrong, we make a wrong choice, we will fall into a big mistake.
刚刚我们读的圣经说，耶稣基督他要把我们的脚引上平安的道路。
What we just read in the Bible tells us that Jesus will guide our feet into the right the way of peace.
耶稣要带我们到平安的道路，也就是说，耶稣基督啊，要让我们的人生进到平安的境况里面。
In another word, the Lord will guide our life into a situation where it's peaceful.
到底耶稣基督给的平安是什么样的平安呢？
And what kinds of peace will Jesus give us?
我们来看他自己怎么说。
Let's look at what he said himself.
来看约翰福音的十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
二十七节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。这里主耶稣说，他将平安赐给世人呢。
Here it tells us that Jesus gives peace to all mankind.
但是他又同时说到说他的平安跟世上的人的平安是不一样的。
But at the same time, he mentions that the peace he gives is different from the, what the world gives.
哦，有什么不同呢？
What is the difference?
啊，从主耶稣要门徒说不要胆怯，不要忧愁，从这两点我们可以来做一个思考。
We could ponder upon the two things Jesus said, do not worry and do not be afraid.
主耶稣的平安能够让我们不胆怯，不忧愁。
The peace that the Lord gives us will cause us, will help us not to be troubled and not be afraid.
那这个世界上的平安难道不能够啊像耶稣一样给人不胆怯不忧愁吗？
Does that mean the peace that this world gives will not take away our trouble and our fears?
我们来想想看这个问题。
Let's think about this issue.
啊，人生在世上有很多的烦恼。
We have a lot of trouble when we're living in this world.
啊，所以有人这么说啊，说人无百年岁，却怀千年忧啊。人活不到一百岁以上，但是经常烦恼到一千年以后的事情哦。
There is an old Chinese saying that says, even though man does not live to be over 100, but we often worry about things that's 1,000 years away.
小孩子啊，这个没有多久啊，他就要烦恼自己啊，长得会不会长高哈、
哦、？Even as a child, when they're very young, they would start worrying whether they would grow tall or not.
啊，是不是啊？这个生长身体出了什么状况啊
？And they would worry if there's something wrong with their body.、
哦、为什么长不大呢
？Why won't they grow？
等到啊、念书的时候
，And when they are at the age of going to school，
又要烦恼说啊，这个功课会不会跟得上
？They would have to worry about if their progress in school would be better than others.
那考试啊，能不能及格啊
？And would they pass their tests?
那念完书，开始出社会工作。
And after they're done with school and they go into the society, into the workforce.
又要烦恼说啊，他的工作有没有着落，适不适合自己
？They have to worry about whether they will find the right career.
啊，在现在不景气的时候啊，会不会被 fire 啊？
Especially in this kind of downslope economy, would they be laid off?
那、啊、到时候就只要在家里等着失业救济金了、
啊。Would they have to stay at home and collect unemployment?
那、啊、有了工作之后又要烦恼啊。
And after they get a job, they still worry.
烦恼什么
？What do they worry about?
要结婚啊。
Marriage.
啊，到底有没有对象？
Do they are they meeting? Do they have a potential spouse?
有的对象要烦恼说他是不是真的爱我
？And once they have a potential person, they would worry whether the person loved them or not.
那结婚呢、啊、还要烦恼说能不能啊白头偕老，还是说半途就会，哎，这个就分开了。
And after marriage, they have to worry whether this marriage will last forever or it would break up in the middle.
结婚之后有了小孩，又要烦恼小孩的事情。
And after the marriage is steady and they have children, then they start worrying about their children.
所以有人说啊，做人很难啊。
So some people say it is very difficult being a human.
做人不好啊。
It is not a good thing.
有一个这个寓言故事这么说。
There is a fable that goes like this.
他说啊，这个天使啊，看到神那么爱世上的人啊，他很羡慕。
It says that the angel saw how the men were living, and he was very envious.
所以他跟神说啊，神啊，我也想啊下去做人啊。
So the angel said to God, "Can I please also go down and be a man?"
神跟天使说，做人不好了，做人很辛苦的耶。
So God told the angel, "It is not good to be a man. It is very cumbersome."
那天使说啊，怎么会呢？哇，你那么爱世上的人，甚至你还为世上的人舍命啊，当人多好啊。
And the angel said, "It seems like you love men so much that you even died for him. It's so good to be a man."
天使吵着要当人啊，所以神说，好吧，你下去当20年好了。
So the angel insisted that he become man. So finally, God said, "Fine, you go and be a man for 20 years."
啊，记得要回来啊。
And remember to come back.
啊，所以从出生到20岁，真的像个人哦。
So from the time he was born till he was 20 years old, he lived like a man.
过的是人的生活啊。
And he lived the life of a man.
饱受啊大家的疼爱。
And he was loved by all.
长辈的照顾
and he was cared for by the elderly.
20岁了，神说啊，该回来了吧。
And at age 20, God says it's time to come back.
啊，这个天使说啊，哎，还没有，我现在啊，才开始要我的人生呢。
And the angel says, not yet. I'm just starting my life.
哇，我怎么可以现在就可以回啊？现在就回去呢？不行啊。
How can I come back now? It is not time.
哎，我还要留下来。
I want to stay.
啊。这个时候啊，有一头马从旁边经过了。
And at this time, there was a horse that passed by him.
啊，神说好吧，那这个马的20年给你了。
So God says, fine. Then the remaining 20 years of this horse's life will be given to you.
所以从20岁到40岁啊，这个人的生活就好像一匹马一样，到处奔波啊。
So from age 20 to age 40, this angel who became man lived a life like a horse where he runs around.
为自己的事业，为婚姻打拼啊。
He was running around for his career and for his marriage.
40岁了，神说回来吧。
And at age 40, God says, time to come back.
哎，说，哎，还没有啊，现在啊，我刚事业有成啊。
And the angel says, not yet. I had just started my career path.
啊，也刚啊成家不久啊。
And I had just established my own family.
我的小孩还小啊，还需要我啊。
My child is very young and he needs me.
哎，我现在不能回去啊。
It is not time for me to go back.
啊，这个时候又一头牛从旁边经过。
And at this time, an ox passed by.
神说，那好吧，这个牛的20年也给你了。
So God says, fine, then the remaining 20 years of this ox will be given to you.
所以从人从40岁到60岁这20年呢，真的过得好像牛在这个脱模的生活哈。
So from age 40 to 60, the life of this man was like an ox where he labors.
为家庭为儿女来脱来受苦。
And he labors for his family and for his children.
60岁了，神说啊，该回来了吧。
And at age 60, God says, time to come back.
啊，不行不行不行。
And he says, not yet.
啊，我的儿女呀，啊，现在啊，刚刚哦，开始他们的人生，开始他们的事业。
And he says, my children had just started their life and their career.
哦，还需要我帮忙啊。
They still need my help.
啊，我怎么可以回去呢？
How can I go back?
啊。于是啊，这个时候，又有一只狗从旁边经过。
And at this time, there is a dog that passed by.
好，狗的20年给你。
So, God says, fine, the remaining 20 years of this dog's life will be given to you.
60岁到80岁的人生啊，就好像一只狗一样啊，在家里看家。
From age 60 to 80, the life of a man is like a dog where he watches his own house.
这个预言啊，这个让我们想到说，人生啊的境遇真的就是如此。
The story tells us that this is truly the way our life is.
并且在这个短暂的人生当中，又充满了很多的劳苦愁烦、生老病死。
In this short period of time, it is filled with lots of pain, sorrow, and illnesses.
怎么能够没有烦恼呢？
How could there not be trouble?
怎么能够没有恐惧呢？
How could there not be fear?
怎么能够像那个还年幼的小孩子，爸爸在，妈妈在啊，就觉得一切 OK。
And how can we feel like a young child where both parents are there so they feel everything is okay?
那个感觉没有了。
We no longer have that feeling.
取而代之的是烦恼、恐惧。
What replaces that are trouble and fear.
虽然人高喊着人定胜天，双手万能啊，但是人的能力还是有限的。
And the ability of human is limited.
首先呢，意外的临到就是我们不可抗拒。
And the first thing is, we cannot block the leadership that's given to us.
纵使我们可以尽心的筹备，却难防意外的遗憾。
Even though we can prepare ourselves, but we cannot prevent accidents.
但是耶稣基督他的平安呢，要来弥补我们这个遗憾。
But the peace given by Lord Jesus will make up for the accidents of life.
在这个《使徒行传》里头16章曾经记载着有一段事迹啊。
In Acts chapter 16, it records an incident.
那边记载说当使徒就是耶稣的两个门徒哈。一个叫保罗，一个叫希拉的，到处传扬耶稣的福音。
And it records the two disciples of Jesus, Paul and Silas, at this time was preaching gospel everywhere.
结果受到逼迫被抓到监牢去关
And they were persecuted and they were jailed.
对他们来讲他们也没有做错什么事情。
And they have not done anything wrong.
但人生的遭遇很难说。
But we cannot predict the future of our lives.
对保罗对这两个耶稣的这个门徒来说这就是一场意外的灾害。
But to Paul and Silas, this was a unpredicted incident that happened to them.
审判他的官长也没有公开审判就把他们打一顿，然后关到监牢里面，派人严严的看守。
And the person who had the authority who were with them did not even publicly trial them, and they whipped them, flogged them, and put them in prison.
在半夜的时候这两个门徒竟然在那边唱歌，来一段黑夜二重唱。
And in the evening, these two disciples started singing.
所有在监牢里面的这些犯人都很奇怪，说这两个人怎么会在那么晚的时候唱歌？
And all of the prisoners were very surprised at their singing at late night.
而且他们刚刚被打了一顿应该是最痛的时候，应该是在那边我的妈呀，在那边叫苦才对，怎么会在那边唱歌呢？
Especially when they were just flogged and whipped, they should be at their most painful moment. But how can they be singing at this moment?
这两个被关到内监里头而且又上了脚镣手铐，可能是犯了什么滔天大罪，说不定明天就要抓出去砍头，现在竟然还能唱歌。
And these two people were put into the deepest prison, and they were cuffed. So it seems like they had a very great sin. How can they be singing at this moment?
只是一听他们在唱什么。
And when they carefully listened, What were they singing?
在唱诗歌，在赞美天上的神呢、啊。
They were singing hymns to praise their heavenly Father.
哎，从来没有过的情况。
And this is something that had never happened before.
啊，大部分死刑犯啦、啊，啊，总是啊，啊，这个害怕，啊，哭泣、啊。
Most of the time, when people were given death penalties, they would cry and weep.
啊，在台湾小弟看过一本书啊，啊，描写死刑犯的哦、啊，这个心情。
In Taiwan, I had read a book that describes the emotions and thoughts of a person who had been given the death penalty.
死刑犯最怕的是什么时候？
What moment are they most afraid of?
啊，大概清晨三四点的时候。
Probably around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
哦，因为那个时候就是要提出去枪决的时候。
Because that is usually the time where they are to be taken out and to be shot.
所以每天晚上啊啊、大概过了十二点了、啊，没有人睡得着。
So every night past midnight, no one can fall asleep.
大家都很害怕。
Everyone is full of fear.
会不会是我
？They would guess whether it would be them next.
因为监狱狱方不会跟你讲说你什么时候枪毙啊，你几月几号要枪毙，不会这么说的。
Because the head of the person in charge of the prison would not tell you ahead of time when you will be killed.
所以在漫漫长夜当中啊，等待死亡那种滋味是何等的可怕。
So it is a very dreadful experience having to wait the entire night to thinking that you might be dead.
啊，差不多四点的时候，听到这个监狱的这个门打开，哇，大家哇害怕。
At 4 o'clock in the morning, when you hear that dreadful sound of opening the door, everyone is shaken with fear.
啊，那听到脚步声，咕咕咕，大家心里想说，不是我，不是我，不要是我。
And when they hear that sound of the footsteps, they would think to themselves, "Please not be me. Please let it not be me."
脚步声如果经过他的哦这个监牢啊，他心里就放下了。
If they hear the footstep passing by, passing through their door, they will have a sign of relief and say, oh, good thing it's not me.
啊，脚步声往往会停在一个啊、哦，这个一个监这个监牢啊、哦，这个监所哈、哦，监狱的房间停了下来。
But if the footsteps stop right in front of a cell.
然后就叫几号。
And they would call out your number.
这个时候啊，大家的心情啊，才会像一块大石头放下来。今天还可以活一天。
And at this moment, everyone in the other cells would be completely relieved. And would think to themselves, it is not me tonight.
啊，大部分犯人都不是跟着走出去的，是被架出去的。
Most of the time, these prisoners are not walking out, but they were dragged out.
因为根本没办法走，甚至有的啊，吓得还尿裤子了。
Because they're too afraid to walk, and some even pee in their pants.
等到啊，这一幕结束之后啊，这些死刑犯才睡得着啊。
And after these the prisoners are dragged out, then the other prisoners are able to go back to sleep.
但是又要去烦恼，明天晚上是不是换我了？
But they would start having to worry whether tomorrow night it would be my turn.
恐惧啊，是最大的刑罚。
So fear is the greatest punishment.
没有平安啊，是最痛苦的。
And it is most painful when you're living without peace.
那主耶稣要给世上的人平安，就是没有恐惧，没有忧愁。
And the kind of peace that the Lord Jesus want to give us is the kind with no trouble and no fear.
所以这个保罗跟希拉这两个门徒啊，在监牢里面呢、啊，哎，在那边唱歌赞美神，让所有的同样被关在里头的这个哦犯人呢、啊，他们很稀奇。
And when Paul and Silas were singing hymns in the prison, everyone else were very amused.
啊，所以他们都侧耳听，看这两个人到底是何方神圣。
And they carefully listened to them to see who they are.
突然之间呢、啊，大地震了。
And suddenly there was an earthquake.
结果监牢的门通通打开，所有的犯人身上的脚镣手铐通通松脱了。
And all of the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened.
神显出他的能力要来救他的门徒出监牢。
God revealed his power to save all his disciples from the prison.
这场地震啊，这场很不寻常的地震，也让当天轮班的那个警卫也给摇醒了。
And this unusual earthquake also woke up the person who was watching the prisoners.
赶快呀，跑到监牢一看，门通通打开了，那想这下子完蛋了。
And when he went to see what's going on, he saw all the lights opened, and he thought to himself, "This is it."
不用进去看的，一定通通跑光了啦。
And he thought to himself that he does not need to go back in.He knows everyone probably ran away.
平常门禁森林都想要逃了，现在大门通通打开了，哪个不跑呢？
And people want to escape even when the doors were tightly shut. And of course, when the doors are opened, everyone probably escaped.
这个警卫也真倒霉啊，对他来说也是遇到意外灾害哦。
And this prison watcher felt unlucky.
早不发生，晚不发生，偏偏在他轮班的时候发生。
And it happened right at the time when he's assigned to watch the prisoners.
罗马政府他的法律就是，要替他顶罪哈，就是如果出了任何事情的话，是这个监牢的这个警卫要替犯人来顶罪。
The law in the Roman Empire is that.If the prisoners escape, whoever is watching the prisoners at the time, we have to take on all their all their crimes and all the responsibilities.
他如果隔天跟长官报告说昨天突然一个大地震哦，所以门通通被打开了，那所有嫌这个犯人的脚镣手铐都松脱了，他的长官会相信吗？一定说你到底收了人家多大的红包把这个人通通放光了。
If he were to tell his supervisor that an unusual earthquake occurred and everyone left, then his boss probably wouldn't believe him and say, "Were you bribed?"
如果他再多说的话，一定会被吊起来严刑拷打。你说你到底收了人家多少钱啊？
And the more he tries to explain, the more he would probably get.Punished to say how much he was bribed.
想到这边越想不下去刀子一把，干脆我一死了之
And the more he thinks about it, the more he is fearful. So he took out his sword and was about to kill himself.
他这个刀子一捅进去是要去见老祖宗的呢。
And if
就要死掉的。
If he successfully pierced through the sword, then he will die.
不止他死掉你看他的小孩要当孤儿了，他太太要当寡妇了，他的父母亲要白发人送黑发人了。
And if he really dies, then his children will become orphans, and his wife will become a widow, and his parents will become very sad.
对他来讲真的是无妄之灾
And this to him was a great woe that came out of nowhere.
但却必须要付出生命。
And he had to give out his life.
很多意外的临到都是这样子。
There are many things that happens by accident.
或许你会说，我有保险呐。
Perhaps you can say, I have insurance.
保险是保你死掉之后的处理，没有说保你不出事情的。
Insurance is is only a way to compensate for what you lost, but it will not ensure that you will live.
更何况我们不知道这个警卫有没有保险
And I'm sure this.Jailer does not have insurance.
对他来讲，也是一场意外灾害。
And to him, this was an accident.
在这意外当中，还好有耶稣的平安介入
But fortunately, the peace of Lord Jesus Christ had interfered with this incident.
就在这个紧要关头监狱里头有人喊说不要伤害自己，我们通通在这里。
And at the moment right before he was about to pierce himself, a loud voice shouted and said, Do not harm yourself, for we are all here.
这个警卫赶快叫人拿灯来，一看，通通没有跑。
So the jailer called for lights, And he realized none of the prisoners escaped.
怎么会这样子呢?
How is this possible?
啊，所以他想到说，这两个人一定不是普通人物啊。
So he thought to himself, these two people must not be normal people.
他战战兢兢地俯伏在保罗跟希拉前面呢、啊，问他说：“我要怎么做才能得救啊？”
He fell down trembling before Paul and Silas and asked them, "What can I do to be saved?"
也许他问的是说：“我明天怎么跟长官报告？”哈。
Maybe he's asking, "What can I say to report to my boss tomorrow?"
从我这个困难的境遇当中啊，让我能够解脱出来。
Perhaps he's only asking for advice to escape from this confusing situation.
哈，求的可能是他个人。
Maybe he's asking only for his own self.
但是神的恩典啊，神的平安要给的啊，是超过他所求的啦。
But the peace that God is going to give him is beyond what he's asking for.
不但要拯救他个人在工作上的困境。
Not only is he going to help him through his difficulties at the time.
他以后的整个人生啊，耶稣帮他包办一切。
The Lord Jesus will help him throughout his whole entire life.
耶稣的平安要成为他人生的依靠。
And the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ will become his will become his reliance.
不但是这样，哎，他的家人呐、啊、也一同蒙恩呢、啊。
Not only this, his whole entire family will also be have grace.
所以。啊，保罗跟希拉这两个耶稣的门徒告诉他说、啊：“当信耶稣啊，你和你的一家都要得救。”
So Paul and Silas said to him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your family will be saved."
他们全家信了耶稣。
His entire family believed in Jesus.、啊、
因为信耶稣觉得很快乐。
And because they believe in Jesus, they feel joyful.
当然快乐啊。
Of course they're joyful.、
啊、洗礼。取代的丧礼啊
Baptism had replaced funeral.
当然快乐。
Of course, it's a joyful event.
而且还有终身的保障啊。
And they have a guarantee for entire life.
拥有那个不怕任何意外发生的平安啊。
And they have the peace that is not afraid of any kind of accident.
拥有那个不再愁烦、不再恐惧的平安。
And they have the peace that no longer allows them to fear.
在台湾有一个叫做黄荣华弟兄。
In Taiwan, there's a brother Huang.
哦，他是一个渔船的轮机长哦 ，engineer.
And he was an engineer in a fishing boat.
在这个1987年，哦，他的渔船呢、啊，正要去这个在啊外海外啊，正在哦这个作业捕鱼啊。
And in 1987, his fishing boat was out in the sea.
中秋节过后啊，中秋节，八月中的时候
，in mid-August.
哦，他们要返回台湾。
They're coming back to Taiwan.
啊，那个晚上啊，大概10点。
And it was about 10 o'clock in the evening.
外面的风浪大概6到7级。
The wind was on a pretty high.
好。那刚好轮到这个轮机长黄弟兄啊，他值班哈、哦。
And this brother Huang happened to be working at the time.
其他的船员呢 都已经休息了，睡觉
well,
睡觉。
All the other sailors were sleeping and resting.
那这个黄弟兄啊，在驾驶舱里面，突然看到说冷冻库哈、哦、的温度啊、哦、太低了。
And when this brother Huang was in the captain's wheel, he realized that the freezer was at a very low point.
那他想进去啊，把温度调高一点。
And he wanted to raise the temperature of the freezer.
所以他就出了驾驶舱，到了后面的冷冻库去。
So he went outside of the steering wheel and went back to the freezer.
打开了门啊，用这个铁条挡住啊，他进去，想说一下子就出来了。
So he took a crowbar to put in between the doors, and he felt maybe it would be a very short period of time going to the freezer and come back.
刚刚调好温度。
And right after he had raised the temperature,
突然有一个浪打过来啊，船身一阵倾斜啊， 那个抵住冷冻库门的铁条突然松脱了，门整个关上来。
And there was a sudden wave, and the crowbar that was holding the door to the freezer was shut because of that.
啊，更糟糕的是那个卡榫呢，在门这样关上来的震动之下也卡上了。
And the worst thing is that when the door was shut, the lock also came down and locked the door.
他在里面呢，怎么敲、怎么踢、怎么打，门都不开。
And no matter how hard he was kicking and pounding, the door would not open.
怎么办？
And what should he do?
不到五分钟啊，他已经呼吸困难。
And not within 5 minutes, he started to feel like he cannot breathe.
因为里面好冷啊。
Because it's very cold in the freezer.
远洋的渔船啊，那个是都鱼都被冻的那个硬硬的哦。所以他如果等到隔天的话，他会像那些鱼一样哦。
And in the fish in the fishing boat that's coming from afar are usually frozen like ice cubes. So if he wait until the next day, he will become an ice cube himself.
他怎么样叫，怎么样打，怎么样敲，没有人，都没有人反应。
No matter how much he screamed or kicked or pounded, there was no one who was there to respond.
他只有一条路，跟天上的神求救。
And there's only one way, which is to plead from the Heavenly Father.
跪下来祷告，迫切的祷告，求神救他。
He knelt down and prayed fervently, seeking help from God.
祷告了一阵子之后啊，去推推那个门呐，还是推不开哈。
And after he prayed for a while, he attempted to push the door, and it's still not open.
啊，里面真的很冷。
And it's truly cold inside.
哇啊，他在里面啊，又跑又跳啊，帮助自己取暖，哎，又跪下来祷告。
And he was running around to keep himself warm, and then he knelt down and prayed again.
求神一定要救他。
And he had pleaded for God to save him.
因为啊啊，他如果死掉，那个事小，整个渔船没有人控制啊，万一出什么状况，那个事情才大。
And because if he doesn't get out, not only will he die, there's no one at the steering wheel. Maybe the whole boat would sink.
啊，就在他很迫切祷告的时候，他听到有个咔嚓的声音啊，他试着去推推那个门呢、啊，结果门被他推开了。
And during his prayer, all of a sudden he heard a clicking sound, and so he stopped and tried to push a door, and the door was open.
到外面来一看，没有人啊。
And we looked around, there was no one outside.
不相信还跑到下面床舱啊，这个寝室去看了、啊，大家都睡得跟猪一样、啊。
And he did not believe it, so he went downstairs to see if anybody in the bedroom was awake, and everyone was sleeping like a log.
他感谢神，主耶稣替他开了门。
He thanked God because the Lord had opened a door for him.
救他啊，于这个意外的危险当中。
He has saved him from a dangerous moment.
回到船舱，一切都正常。
And when he went back to the captain's wheel, everything was normal.
主耶稣保守他在意外当中的平安。
And the Lord had given him peace under dangerous circumstances.
再来，耶稣啊，给我们那种不惧怕、不忧愁的平安。
And the peace that the Lord give us that causes us not to be troublesome and causes not to be afraid.
也在我们的肉体病痛上，跟我们心灵啊的这个束缚上。
It's also in our revealed in our physical and our hearts.
在我们教会里头有很多弟兄姐妹因为肉体上的病痛找不医生没有办法来医治，因而来靠神得到医治的。
There are many brothers and sisters who were ill physically and no doctors could cure them. But when they seek God, they were healed.
在圣经里头记载着有一个患了12年血漏症的妇人，她蒙恩。
In the Bible, there was a woman who had a blood discharge for 12 years and was had mercy upon.
我们看一下这个马可福音的第五章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 5.
马可福音5章的25节。
Mark chapter 5 verse 25.
25节有一个女人患了12年的血漏，26节在好些医生的手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的一点，啊，一点也不见好，便是反倒更重。27节，她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，砸在众人中间摸耶稣的衣裳。28节，意思说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。29节，于是他的血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。这里记载这个可怜的女人呐，她的痛苦。
Here records the pain that this woman had gone through.
她是一个有妇女病的女人呐。
And she was suffering from hemorrhage.
12年来不断的血漏。
And it happened for 12 years.
不是不看医生了，看了很多医生了，没有办法得医治。
It was not that she did not find any doctors, but she had endured much under many physicians.
花尽了她一切的费用。
She spent all she had.
并且还受尽了治疗的痛苦啊。
And she went through a lot of pain for this medical treatment.
我们看那些得绝症的的这些可怜的病人呢，接受化学治疗啊，接受这个手术的治疗，真的好可怜啊。
And if we see those people who encounter great illnesses, they have to go through many different kinds of treatments, and it is look very painful.
我说病没有好，反倒更严重了。
Sometimes they were not healed, but the illness might get worse.
人的方法用尽了。
And they used all kinds of human ways.
所有的希望寄托在新发明的药，把自己当白老鼠让人家做药物的实验。
And they have become like a lab rat, where they are used for new drug experiments.
病没有好，更严重。
Most of the time, instead of getting better, their illnesses were worse.
同样的记载在另外一个福音卷上。那边说没有人能医好他。
And the same story recorded in a different gospel book said that no one could heal her.
当我们生病的时候如果知道说自己患的是癌症绝症，那个心都凉了半截。
When we're sick, if we find out that the illness was cancer, then most of the time we would feel very discouraged.
为什么？
Why is that?
也没有药医啊。
Because there's no treatment for it.
这个女人就是这样。
And this is the same for this woman here.
她的病没有药医，等于宣判死刑一样。
And there's no medicine that could cure her, just like telling her she's going to be dead.
真可怜。
It's very pitiful.
但是她听到耶稣的事情。
But she heard of of Jesus.
她知道耶稣有能力能够医好她。
She knows that Jesus had the ability to cure her.
果然伸出她信心的手来依靠这个全能的医生耶稣。
And indeed she reached out her hand of faith to touch the greatest physician, Lord Jesus Christ.
她的灾病蒙恩蒙主耶稣的医治。
And her illness was cured by the Lord.
她的肉体得到平安。
And her body received peace.
俗话说说好汉只怕病来磨呢。
And there's an old saying that says strong man will only be afraid of sicknesses.
更何况说一个人生病全家跟着受累。
Not to mention that if one person is sick in the family, the whole entire family would be burdened.
耶稣要帮助我们，让我们得到平安。
The Lord will help us so that we may receive peace.
同样有一个董姐妹的见证。
There's another testimony of a sister Tong.
她是1920年出生的。
She was born in 1920.
在那个在他31岁到42岁之间，这12年他患的病就跟我们刚刚读到那个患12年血漏的那个女人一样，她也是12年的血漏症。
Between the age 31 to age 42, she also had the same illness, the hemorrhage, as this woman here.
她的患病的原因是因为她做这个输卵管的结扎，医生这个治疗手术错误把他输卵管的动脉给剪断了。
And what caused this illness was because she was undergoing an operation in the operation in the ovaries, and the doctor had cut the wrong thing.
所以他从此就过着、啊、只能躺在床上啊，稍微一动啊就会流血，这种血漏的、哦、这个严重的、啊、这个病症。
And since then, she's only able to lie in bed because as soon as she moves, she will bleed internally.
1961年啊，耶稣基督的救恩首先临到他的大姐家。
And in 1961, the gospel had reached her oldest sister's house.
啊，她的大姐向她做见证，说耶稣能够啊有医病啊的权柄。
And her oldest sister testified to her and said that the Lord has the power to heal all illnesses.
我们会以为说啊，这个你们都叫耶稣医医哦，这个医病哈、哦，那干脆呀、啊，这个你们开医院好了哈、哦，啊，这个、别人的医院都关门了。
Perhaps we think if we keep telling you to ask Jesus to heal you, then perhaps we should open a hospital and all the doctors should close their doors.
那你们啊，根本都是迷信的。
And perhaps people would think that we are superstitious.
这个董姐妹哈、哦，她的先生就是医生。
And the husband of the sister Tong just happened to be a doctor.
这样、啊、在台湾是当时是、啊、心脏科的权威、啊、
And at this time, this husband was the number one doctor for
心脏
for the heart.
但是他也没有办法。
But he couldn't do anything.
所以在这个1962年。他来到教会祷告。
So in 1962, she came into church to pray.
他在教会听到很多神恩典医治的见证，让他很有信心。
She had heard many testimonies about people who were healed by God's grace, and she was greatly encouraged.
为了表示他的对神的、啊、这个信靠啊，他坚持从他家里用走路的、哦、走到、哦、当时的这台湾的这个台北教会 啊去祷告。
To show how much she relied on God, she actually started walking out from her house to the church to pray.
5分钟的路啊，她走了50分钟才到哈。
It was a five-minute journey, but she walked for 50 minutes to reach the destiny.
到了教会啊、传道知道她的苦情啊，啊，也要弟兄姐妹一起帮助祷告。
And when she got to church, the preacher knew her situation, so he asked everyone to pray for her.
啊，她自己也拼命祷告。
And she also prayed fervently.
啊，在她得圣灵的时候。
And when she received the Holy Spirit,
圣灵让她身体震动。
And the Holy Spirit moved her body.
她心里想说，这下子完蛋了，平常稍微一动啊就会流血哈、哦，那现在、啊、动得这么厉害，到时候一起来啊，哇，满地是血，那这个很不好意思啊。
And she thought to herself, oh no, normally she just moved a little, then she would bleed like crazy. And now she's shaking, and she thought to herself, she'd probably bleed all over the floor, and that would be quite embarrassing.
但是正当她这么正在烦恼这个事情的时候，她觉得她里头这个流血啊的源头干了，好了。
But just right when she's thinking about this, she started feeling that the source for the blood is flowing had stopped and had dried, and she felt really good.
她的病啊，她那个十二年的血漏就这样蒙恩，就蒙神的医治。
And 12 years of hemorrhage was healed just like that by God's grace.
这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person?
就是伊丽莎白·郭超义执事的岳母，许安娜姐妹的妈妈。
And this person is the Deacon Cole's mother-in-law in Elizabeth Church.
如果我们有机会到伊丽莎白去的话，你可以亲自听他来告诉你神的恩典。
If we have a chance to go to Elizabeth Church, we can listen to her in person.
哦，所以她也是因为这样啊，啊，全家来归主的。
And this is how her entire family came to believe in Christ.
哦，跟圣经啊、记载的一模一样，所以神的话语啊是不改变的，永远安定在天的。
And this is the exact same situation as recorded in the Bible, so we can see that God's words does not change.
好，那我们说到的是肉体病痛蒙医治的平安。
And this tells us the peace we receive from physical illnesses being healed. 哦，
那除了这个，还有心灵，哦，心灵束缚啊，得到释放的平安。
And the other thing is the bondage of our soul and our heart being released by the peace. 哦，
在现今的这个忙碌的社会里面呢，啊，很多人呢，啊，心灵上出了问题啊。
In this busy society, there are many people who encounter illnesses of the heart and of the mind.
哦，所以那个啊，专门治疗忧郁症的那个百忧解的药啊，永远是最畅销的哈。
And that causes the prescription for to cure depression to become the most popular drug.
那心理医师啊，精神病的医师啊，越来越热门了。
And psychiatrists and psychologists are becoming more and more popular.
哦，因为人的心灵不平安。
Because people do not have a peaceful heart.
啊，除了这个物理性的哈，这个身体上的病变而造成的精神错乱，还有另外一种是属于灵界的，哦，魔鬼的干扰。
And aside from the mental illnesses that's caused by physical causes, there's also mental illnesses caused by the spiritual realm.
啊，在圣经里面也有记载这么样。
And the Bible also records such things.
啊，我们看马可福音的五章第一节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 5, verse 1.
五章一节说，他们来到海那边格拉森人的地方。二节
，Verse two，
耶稣一下船，就一个被巫鬼附着的人从坟墓里出来，哦，迎着他。三节
，Verse three，
那人常住在坟墓里，没有人能够困住他，就是用铁链也不能。四节
，Verse four，
因为人屡次用脚链和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了。总没有人能制服他。五节
，Verse five，
他昼夜在坟墓里和山中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。哦，这里记载出啊，这个被鬼附的人的可怜呐，
啊。Here talks about the pity that this demon possessed person is facing.
他为什么要去住到坟墓里面呢？去住跟死人在一起呢
？Why was he living in the tomb with dead people？
他也有家。
He has a home.
因为他身不由己，他被控制了。
Because he could not control himself, he was being controlled.
他不是不喜欢自由啊，那为什么要被脚镣手链给捆锁呢
？It is not that he does not like freedom, but why is he restricted by chains?
因为他会伤害人，也会伤害自己。
Because he was harmful to others and to himself.
啊，他不是不想休息啊，但是没有。身不由己啊，昼夜喊叫，用石头伤害自己，砍自己。
And he is constantly screaming and using the stone to hurt himself.
啊，耶稣基督的平安帮助他，释放了他。
But the peace of the Lord Jesus had helped him and released him.
啊，所以因着耶稣的能力啊，让他身上的鬼出去。
But through the power of Jesus, the devils and demons.Possessed inside him were chased away.
他就恢复正常了。
And he had become back to normal.
心里明白过来了。
And he had become conscious. 啊，
在我们教会里头有神同在。
In our church, God is with us.
啊，也有这些啊，同样的恩典啊，在我们教会里。
There are many grace and blessings like this in our church.
啊，记得小弟在台湾听过一个高传道的见证。
I remember in Taiwan, I have heard a testimony by a preacher of God.
他说，啊，他有一次到一个山地的部落，哎，看到啊，有一个人被关在，啊，很大的木桩哦，啊，钉在地上围成的一个地方。
He said that once he saw a tomb, a huge tombstone area in the mountain regions in Taiwan.
啊，这个传道就问说，那个里面那个人是犯什么罪？应该犯罪要交给警察，怎么你们把他们关起来
？And and there was a person inside, and he asked, "Why is that person locked in there? Shouldn't you give him to the police?"
那边的人告诉他说，他不是犯罪，他犯鬼。
And the people told him he did not commit any crime. He is possessed.
高传道靠近一看，哎，没有人啊，在哪里？
And preacher Cao went closer and looked and didn't see anybody.
就上面给他呼。
So the person came from above and say boo.
原来倒吊在这个上面的这个树干上面。
Because he was hanging upside down from the tree trunk.
原来啊，他被关在这个一棵树围起来的地方。
And because the area he was enclosed in was by a big tree.
他在上面呢，就用很流利的英文跟日文在那边讲话。
And when he was up there, he was using fluent English and Japanese to speak.
高传道了，他不懂英文，他只听得懂日文而已。
And this preacher Gao don't understand English, but he understands Japanese.
他在说他是这个东京广播电台，现在报告新闻，讲一大堆
So he was saying in Japanese that this is such a Tokyo station, and now we're going to announce some news.
高传道说他多久了？
And preacher Gao said, "How long has he been like this?"
说好久了。
And they told him for a long time.
高传道说，打开门，带他出来。
And preacher Gao said, "Open the door and bring him out."
没说不行啊，上次好被他逃出来啊，二十几个人去围他，哇，还被他打的，还把他制服抓进来啊。
And they immediately say, "No, no, no. Last time he was out, he escaped, and there were 20 people." That tried to bring him back, and they were all beaten, and finally they put him back.
高传道说不用怕，与耶稣同在。
So preacher Gao said, "Don't be afraid, Lord Jesus is with us."
所以啊，大家把门打开之后啊，偷偷跑好远啊。
So when they opened the door, all of them had run away really far away.
却没有看到那个人冲出来。
But they did not see the person running out.
高传道在门口啊，还喊着说，奉主耶稣圣名叫你出来。
And preacher Gao had actually said, "In the name of Lord Jesus, come out."
看着他就这样这个落爽就这样出来啊。
And and he saw him coming out.
然后头发好长这个指甲都好长。
And he has very very long hair and very long nails.
跟鬼一样。
Looking like a ghost.
高传道往里面一看怎么地上凹下去的
？And preacher Gao looked inside and saw that there was a dent on the floor.
那个土到哪里去原来被他吃掉了。
And where did the soil go? And he found out later that the man had ate it.
高传道带他到河里面，奉耶稣的名给他洗礼。
And preacher Gao took him to the river.And baptized him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
替他理头发，替他剪指甲，穿上衣服。
And he had helped him cut his hair, cut his nails, and put on clean clothes.
都没有反抗。
And he did not try to resist.
大家帮他祷告了一阵子之后他恢复正常，明白过来。
And after a long period of prayer from members, he had finally gained his consciousness.
跟着传道到处做见证
And he followed the preacher to testify everywhere.
这样的见证在台湾很多。
And there are many kinds of testimonies like this in Taiwan.
耶稣基督的平安不但让我们意外蒙保守，肉体病痛得医治，还要让我们心灵束缚得释放。
And Lord Jesus' peace is not only going to give us physical heal our physical illnesses.Also going to give us peace in our hearts.
他要带我们走上这个平安的道路
He want to lead us into the way of peace.
他要给我们的平安是没有忧愁、没有惧怕的平安。
The kind of peace he wants to give us does not have any trouble and does not have any fear.
我们亲爱的朋友们，我们以上所做的见证都是千真万确的。
Our dear friends, all the testimonies that we have talked about are.Genuine and true.
你是不是也渴慕想要得到这样的平安
Do you also long and thirst for this kind of peace?
耶稣要帮助你
Lord Jesus Christ will help you.